Rue, look. Shiny keys, shiny keys.
Where?
Hello. Welcome to the 12 Man Podcast. The voice, the rich, sexy voice you're currently hearing is not that of Shane Keane. It is of me, Declan Mearn, and with me, Ruth Owen.
Hello.
This week, a bit of a Declan and Ruth kind of cocktail. Me being the cock, you being the tail. How do you like them?
I really miss Sock.
He's not involved.
Good 12 seconds in, I miss Sock already.
Shane Keane has actually left, unfortunately, the podcast, gone off to pursue a career of his own in TV, in what he liked. He had an idea for a show, which was Soccer AM, a show in which him, Marilyn King, Andy Carroll go around and allegedly beat women. So we wish him all the best.
Yeah, good luck with that. Unsurprisingly, it was taken up by Sky almost immediately because terrible shows.
Well, this week's question, you know, we've had to really fall back and really try to pull something together at the last minute. But who would you have to replace Shane Keane on this show, Rudolph?
On this show, see, the thing about the shows that we tend to do together, they descend into anarchy pretty quickly. So I think we need someone who will keep us on a stern, straight line, get us in, get us out, do the podcast. Someone who can, you know, properly control us. Someone who could possibly terrify us. Johnny Huitinga, perhaps?
We don't know if he has a career in media at all.
Probably not.
I'm not sure if I've ever seen him do an interview. I don't know if he talks.
Well, like,
he could just sit there looking scary.
Yeah, exactly. I'd, like, if he was in the corner right now, I would not be having a good time. I would not be enjoying myself and laughing.
I don't know if that's necessarily a good...
what I feel like with Sock. That's what you get for not being here.
Okay, well, I usually would... usually at this point the second person will come in and then the host last, but as I'm having to fill in, I think I'd go as a direct swap. If we said Soccer AM, we'll take Tim Lovejoy, and you can, you know, people can mail in fan letters like Lovejoy, and because we never get them for Sock. No one ever sends us good fan mail for Sock. No, honestly, I'm not sure if I'd have Tim Lovejoy. I think
no, I definitely wouldn't
reckon, but I tell you who I would like in. Someone who has appeared on several sort of phone-in shows. Not Tim Lovejoy. and has, you know, any time he's been on them, made himself a bit better than made himself out to be a bit better than any time I've heard him apart from that. Robbie Savage.
Oh.
You know, come on, imagine that in your ear every day. You know, that'll
be the worst thing ever.
But see, I don't hate him. I think I'd find him funnier than Shane Keane. You would be just distraught every day, which would just make my life very...
Yeah, you'd enjoy that as well, I suppose.
Come on, imagine that. Music faded. Welcome to my podcast! Yeah! It's kind of like Kermit the Frog, nearly.
Well, you can have Kermit the Frog. That'd be pretty good. I'd much prefer Kermit the Frog than Robbie Savage. Kermit the Frog would probably have better ideas about football, anyway.
Robbie Savage playing a banjo. Like Kermit the Frog.
Robin Savage.
singing the Black Eyed Peas. Oh, we put that on the end of so many episodes.
Yeah.
We might have to do it again.
It's such a classic.
Let's gotta go.
In the top corner.
Well, I think I've won there, so I'm going to call that. Now, onto the football.
Who else won in the world of football?
Well, Chelsea didn't.
Chelsea didn't.
But Rafa Benitez, well, they beat Middlesbrough.
They did, yeah.
But, you know, they didn't in another match sometime
in
past.
A more important...
But Rafa Benitez has been hitting the headlines with some great news. He lost it, didn't he? He got pushed too far. People kept saying, you know, it's like kind of telling someone, you know, don't do that. And it's like, it's grand, I got it. No, don't do that, though. It's grand, I got it. And someone kind of keep going up and said, we don't want you here, you know.
I
understand, but I'm here to the end of the year. Yeah, but we don't want you to the end of the year. Okay, but there's nothing I can do. I've been offered a contract. I'm going to do the job.
It's like...
We don't like you.
It's like inviting someone to a party and then being like, why are you even here?
Yeah, but he wasn't invited to the party, technically.
Well, he was hired.
To a party. So wearing a clown and then saying to the clown, you're shite. You're shite and we hate you. But you know, I mean, you mean, basically what he's come out and said is he's kind of just, you know, everyone deal with it. Which is, it's funny. Yeah. I like when Rafa Benitez gets like that. He didn't come out and start listing facts, which is one thing I'm not a fan of his.
Well, you can't really list off facts because all of the facts are against him.
Well, no, really, like, he was given the job, you know, and he said, look, it was a mistake. He actually had a go at the board.
He did say
it
was a mistake.
Mistake to give
him
the term.
Well, there was a headline in, I think it was the Irish Times, and I was like, oh, wow, that's incredible. And he said it was a mistake to hire him. But what it actually was that it was a mistake to hire him as interim manager.
Yeah, the title.
To give him that title, yeah.
But, I mean, I don't think it is a mistake because Chelsea made it very clear that they want him for the end of the year and then nothing, no other time apart from that.
And I mean,
I think it's more the fans, like, he's right, the fans aren't helping the team. They have a right to voice their displeasure. But there's no point in doing it every game. Like, they were winning 2-0 against Middlesbrough.
Yeah.
You know, a terrible game. I didn't watch it. They won 2-0.
Yeah.
But I would imagine the qualms came more in the Man City game.
Well, yeah.
Like, well, at every other game that he's been a charity.
Any game where they didn't do well, yeah.
You made an interesting point today, actually. I'll let you announce it.
Thank you. That before he came, they were 6 points off United with a game in hand. And now what? Is it like 19 points or something like that? It's insane.
Quite a large amount.
They were out of the Champions League, I suppose, and that was the reason why, seemingly the reason why Di Matteo got sacked.
Mm.
But even still, like, they were doing a lot better in the league.
Mm, yeah.
But anyway.
That's the thing. I mean, well, he got them the Champions League already. He did that.
Yeah. That's the point about the whole interim manager, that it kind of worked with Di Matteo as well. Maybe, like, he felt like he had to prove himself because he wanted the job as manager of Chelsea.
Yeah.
So he felt, I have to prove myself as interim manager. Won two trophies, did quite well as interim manager.
Mm.
But Benitez came in with a completely different attitude as, oh, I'm only here till the end of the season. Mm. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't know if it
but
was.
But at the same time, I mean, it's
I
not easy
thought,
when...
I think he thought he had a chance of getting it permanently when he started Rafa Benitez.
Yeah, but it's not easy when you come in and everyone's going, would you ever leave us alone? Good God.
And another thing we're talking about is, I mean, there's been two or three reports of bust-ups with him and John Terry.
Yeah.
Which seems like quite a big deal. I mean, you forever hear that it's like, oh, well, John Terry's on his way out anyway. But he's not. He clings to that club like
parasite
man.
When are they just going to get it over with and just give John Terry the manager's job?
I'd rather see them fire him out of a cannon and just like...
I'd rather see that happen. But it just seems more inevitable that it's just going to be... Who's going to replace him, do you reckon? I mean, I know we've had this discussion. It's kind of been... It's kind of in there the whole time. But now that it's official, you kind of have to think,
I don't know, is there really? Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, they were talking about Guardiola and they're not going to get him.
Yeah.
I think everyone in England had it in their mind that they were going to get Guardiola.
Yeah.
I don't think Mourinho will go back there, to be honest.
No.
I'd be very surprised.
I don't think so.
Klopp says he doesn't want to leave.
Yeah.
I don't know why he would. I don't know.
I mean, especially if they don't get Champions League football, which is starting to become a bit of a possibility.
Wait till QPR get ready again. Harry Redknapp will take the job. He loves a bit of banter and wheel and dealing, and he'll just, replace John Terry with Michael Dawson.
Yes. That's what you want.
He wants a team of people that, you know, it's when they're saying about, I can't remember who has that old saying of, like, you know, great defenders never get their shorts dirty. You know, they make the original tackle so they don't have to go and do the, like, jumping in front of, like, you know, the last stitch matter. And that's John Terry in a nutshell.
That's true.
Poor positioning gets him into that stuff all the time.
Gary Lineker gets his shorts dirty as well.
Yeah, great strikers poo themselves. moving on, I mean, that result for Man City.
He pooed his pants, it's funny.
That result for Man City.
It keeps the title open.
Yeah.
That's what every single day you look at the paper, you look at like a website and stuff, it's a different Man City player saying, I think the title's still... No, it's not. Nothing's changed. You're still 12 points behind.
I don't think it's crazy to think United could drop 12 points, but I don't think City would make up the 12 points because I still think they're going to...
That's a good point. Yeah, they will drop a few points. Yeah. They'd have to win every single game and hope that United drop almost more points than they've dropped in the entire season so far.
Mm.
And it's coming to that stage. Well, it's kind of at that stage where United just start going, let's be really good.
Yeah. Well, not even really good, just win all the games.
Yeah, well, that's what they've been doing the whole time. I mean,
yeah.
It's just...
I think Yaya Toure has kind of bounced back a bit, which was an interesting
He scored a lovely goal.
Started. Holy moly, he started. I mean, we need like nearly a jingle for every time he starts a game because it's just so rare.
Yeah.
It's hilarious to me. He wasn't terrible. He wasn't. You know, he came off after a while.
Yeah, he didn't.
Sinclair sat watched from the bench.
Yeah, we definitely. I don't even think we need a jingle for that.
Would have missed a cup final.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Imagine that. He's done nothing there and he missed out on a cup final.
Yeah.
You know? I feel bad for him in a way. Because you
it was based on his own stupid decisions.
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, that's probably his confidence being like, no, I could do this. I can step up my game. So you don't want to feel...
He hasn't gotten a chance, so I suppose in that sense, it is quite...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, overall, probably a deserved result to City.
Yeah.
Decent enough.
Yeah, your Torres goal was very nice. Mm. Except for the fact that John Obi Mikel led
him... That's missed a peno.
He did miss a peno, actually. And would have gotten the L...
All time, or
he would have equaled the all time.
Was it equal?
As far as I know. Hmm. But yeah, that goal that
Joe Hart and his flakes of dandruff everywhere.
Yeah,
the ball.
Yeah.
That head and shoulders not working.
No.
I think we've talked about this before.
It's getting rid of his dandruff, but also his ability to be a good goalkeeper.
Maybe it's the dandruff that makes him good.
Maybe.
Magic dandruff.
Like that biblical guy who I don't know anything about, whose power all came from his hair.
Jesus.
No. Samson, I think his name was.
Sorry, anyone listens, I don't know the Bible.
Though. Yeah, I think
but,
it was Samson.
But it's you know, I think we may have mentioned this before, but wait till Joe Hart gets kicked in the face and goes down and everyone's like, pour shampoo on him. It's like broken
no,
nose.
No, it's useless. Like, it's getting into my pores.
That's what's going to happen, though. And ultimately, people are just going to joke around in a horrible way about it. Like me.
If he has a Peter Cech moment, and instead of him getting a rugby mask for every game, they just pour shampoo on him.
It'd be all like brain damage. They just be pouring shampoo on his head. Actually, in keeping with an English goalkeeper, Ben Foster has announced that he's coming out of retirement.
Yeah,
at the ripe old age of like 24. That was the earliest retirement in the history of the world, followed by the earliest unretirement.
Also. It was like a couple of days after he made a bit of a mess of one of the goals that you can see. So yeah, good luck with that. Yeah. It's like, oh no, I dropped the ball. Also, I'm still available if you
he
want me.
He just ripped a t-shirt open at that point, like ripped off his jersey and a t-shirt under it, available for selection. But like, I don't know, Ben Foster.
He's not going to play.
He'll get some backup time, but he'll
get one of those smelly, one of those like, that happens almost three times a year, a friendly against Poland, where they just go, we'll try something new. It always happens. Always fucking play Poland. Stop playing Poland.
I was looking for a link from that, but there's no good links there. Man United.
Poland, they were linked with Lewandowski. And go!
Man United beat QPR, which is, you know, I mean, the pressure was on after the City. Well, not
well no,
on,
because
but.
They were played the day before
they're
that
not
happened.
Keep
so unless
the
they had
pressure
a,
was on
the pressure,
City.
Yes, the pressure was on
United
City.
United put the pressure on City, and here's Man United. They beat QPR 2-0. Yeah. Putting pressure on QPR.
Yeah.
Ultimately looking like they're just...
Crumbling under the pressure, yeah.
In huge trouble.
Yeah, they're ridiculously adrift at this stage. Yeah, and what's it, Southampton they have this weekend.
Yeah, Southampton are putting up a good fight at the moment. You know, I don't know if I... Just because they've got a 30% fit Christopher Samba, who's just going to be 30% fit forever, it seems.
Yeah.
You know, would you prefer a 30% fit Christopher Samba or 100% fit Anton Ferdinand?
Oh, good God.
Or, like...
Who else do they have?
Clint Hill.
Oh, Jesus.
Shane Keenan doesn't like Clint Hill.
I don't even know if Clint Hill likes Clint Hill.
Nobody likes Clint Hill. Giggs and Raphael were the goal scorers.
Raphael's goal was lovely, yeah.
You know, was Fabio playing?
Oh, yeah.
Should have ran over to him.
Ran over and headbutted him. Yeah.
but you know, it was a good goal from Raphael. He did run off a bit smugly, from my liking. Like, oh yeah, it's like you kind of be overjoyed with that one. That's something that happens too often with you. You don't score that much at all.
Score at all.
It did remind me of a sort of John Anarisa in his prime for Liverpool type
goal. It wasn't his right foot though, so
I know, but
it also didn't break anything, so
yeah. But you know, it was just that, like, that kind of
that kind of the technique to get a half volley like that is, you know, you get, I mean, Arisa was a specialist in doing it, but for us laymen, you get it like once every, like, one in every 20 you'd actually catch it, like the way Raphael hit that,
like Jens Lehmann. What? Come on, one in every 20 you'd ever catch it. United looking good on all fronts though, really. I mean, as we talked a little bit about just before there, I could see them dropping points here and there. They have a big kind of congestion of fixtures now, because they're still in the cup. They've been drawn with Chelsea in the quarter final.
Yeah.
They've got Real Madrid, and they've still got
both of those games at home though.
Yeah, well, that, you know, it's a good thing for them, but
yeah, it will add to the congestion.
But do you think, you know, they're looking good enough? Is it treble on here?
Oh, that'd be almost like disgusting treble to win. Just what? The way. Well, no, Champions, I mean, League, I mean, cup? It'd be incredible. But just like, because they'd have to go down in history alongside that 99 team. And it's just like, this team. I mean, it's not so much that they won the treble, but they were just kind of like, you were the least worst.
I don't know. I think United get a lot of stick for that, but I think at the end of the day, they're a solid team and they do what's asked them most of the time.
That's never the team that you want to see winning these historical things.
Well, especially, like, as a Liverpool fan. But
United in general. But I mean,
I think they do what's asked them on all fronts. I don't think they play bad football necessarily.
No, not necessarily.
I think it's a little bit dull because teams like QPR get beaten early on in games, and it's they're left relatively just chasing nothing for the rest of the game, you know?
But do you still see them beating Real Madrid? I mean, I know they're at
home.
Great
chance. I actually would, you know, I know, despite what, I don't know what the bookies say, because I'm not that often a gambling man. but I would put it down to, I think they have a phenomenally good chance against Real. If you watched the performance in the last game, I thought they were unlucky to come. I think I said it on the podcast. I thought they were unlucky not to get a win in that last game.
Well, yeah, with the chances, but, you know, can you see them parking the bus as much as they did?
Maybe not.
At home. I just think, like, if they kind of go for it in any way, I mean, you saw it in the first half of the away leg. They kind of went for it, and they should have been picked off. And then they decided, okay, we're going to get beaten. We're going to get hammered. Let's not do that. Let's just defend as much as we can. I suppose they do have a lead to defend.
Yeah.
But
that's the thing. I think at the same time, I mean, Real Madrid have sort of been ravenous a bit, but we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
Who else was ravenous through? Wigan were. Against Reading. Showed no mercy in what must be like one of the most upsetting things for Brian McDermott ever. It was like two goals on the brink of halftime. Two poor goals to concede, and one just after. So it was like within the last 2 minutes of the first half and the first minute of the second half, they lost that game at home. You know, I mean, the first goal from Kone, awful. It just hit him and went in. Yeah. I mean, that's really, it was poor defending from Reading, but it's unlucky as well. I mean, 9 times out of 10, they'll hit his hand or something like that.
And,
or it won't hit him and someone will clear that off the line. But and then it looked like they lost focus and lost heart after that. Kone, lovely finish in the second one.
Yeah.
You have to say.
Undone by a pretty easy 1-2.
1-2 kind of,
which is exactly what threw them in the, for the third goal as well.
Very like
lovely 1-2 now. You have to praise Wigan for that. But
Figueroa scored the third one.
Yeah.
Nice finish. But again, as I said, is that a 2-4? 2-1-2 is true them. It was disappointing, I think. I think McDermott has to have a look at some of that and you know, Lafondra can't come on and score magic last minute goals for the rest of the season. And they're 19th, aren't they? They are just behind Villa. So I would still see them as one of the favourites to go down. I think McDermott, I actually think, is a decent enough guy when you hear him in interviews. I quite like him. I don't think he's exciting around him, but he seemed kind of hurt, but not overreacting that. And last week, I think it was some of the media accused him of playing long ball football against Man United. And he just kind of went, well, we were playing Man United. We play what way we need to play against different teams. They adapt. Reading don't have Zigic, and they don't play terrible like long ball football like that. You know, Zigic is awful. just want to throw that in there. Actually, something we forgot to mention last week about Zigic. He got dropped because he had the worst training session ever. according to God, who's managing Birmingham? Whoever it was.
Who is it actually?
It's gone clean.
Yeah,
out of my
we're
mind.
In the know.
No, it's just gone clear. I yeah, do know. It's gone clean out of my mind right now. But yeah, Sinkic had the worst training session ever, so they dropped him from the game. I would like to see how bad that training session was. He must have like sat down and just done nothing, you know, just been messing for the whole thing, like putting his boots on his knees. I'm a tiny keeper.
He would up your no, normal he'd size. Still, he'd still not be a tiny keeper.
Yeah, but yeah, I think you know, I feel bad for Reading. I think they've, you know, they've done a half decent job. They've been entertaining.
Yeah, they have been. Yeah,
McDermott's been no Holloway. My door is an alien spaceship. Help me, you know, nonsense like that. But I think he's been, you know, a decent enough lad in the league. But I can still say, I mean, Martinez must be absolutely chuffed with that. Just like,
yeah,
three relatively
easy goals.
It's
one of those ones where it's just like, you just never know what type of Wigan are going to show up.
Yeah.
It's just like, he puts out his team and goes, on his day, he could be really good. And then, it could be awful as well.
I think I really enjoyed that. Like some of the risk pays off from with the three defenders, like the three fullbacks.
No, I think it has.
Because we don't see enough of that. Everyone sticks to their bland 4-4-2. And when they try and do something else and it doesn't work, they go back to it instantly.
Yeah.
And I love that Martinez has done. And I actually did like him for a while before, you know. And he was one of the first few to, you know, we've referenced Swansea twice now, we'll get to them. But he was one of the first to kind of start that regime in motion. I mean, there was himself, Rodgers, and finally Laudrup. I'm sure they were taking a bit of the credit as well, the lads. But anyway, we're sticking at the Premier League, as we said. Villa, who are just above Reading, lost to Arsenal.
Yeah. It's one of those weird...
Is that a shock?
No, it's not. But it's one of those weird ones where Arsenal fans would be like, oh, yes, we got to win. It's a third bottom club.
Yeah,
and it's like,
ah,
that's just shows how bad Arsenal have been recently.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think everyone just was happy with a win regardless of what score. Yeah. And they didn't exactly dominate the game. Well, not that they didn't dominate the game, but they didn't exactly do it clean and easy. I mean, Lorik Szczęsny gave them something else to worry about when
he'll do that.
When he could let in Vyman's, wasn't a poor shot, but it wasn't.
Wasn't
he should be saying
wasn't a very good shot.
Which brings us to the question again, what are they going to do about a goalkeeper in the summer?
Yeah.
Arsenal.
Apparently they have quite a bit of money to spend.
Yeah, I've heard that. 170.
Yeah.
Just spend it all on one player.
No.
Buy Van Persie back. Give him a load of money and he'd be grand.
No, I don't think that's definitely not the answer at all. But there's just been talk of, I mean, I saw a headline, it was something like, Arsenal have however much, 170 million maybe it was, to spend on Reina, Götze, Jovetic, Falcao, and someone else. I was like, oh my God, could you imagine that team?
It would just be the most... Like, imagine how much Arsenal fans would have had to shut up ever about having to go at Wenger. Like, if that is the case, that won't be the case.
It won't.
There's
no way.
I actually don't think 170 million would get you all them.
Probably not, no.
You know,
based on Football Manager, I know for a fact, because they've pretty much gone for all of them.
When someone starts a sentence with "based on Football Manager,"
it's better than "based on FIFA."
Yeah, I suppose a little bit, not that much. It's still not real. Cazorla was the man, though.
Yeah, he is the man.
He hasn't scored as much recently.
No, he scored the winner against Sunderland.
Mm. So he's kind of bouncing back now.
He's never been that much of a goal scorer.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll chip in with a few.
Mm. But he has. I mean, this is what? Done, yeah. 5, 6, 7? Must be up thereabouts.
Yeah,
I listed three numbers. It's one of them.
Really hope it's not.
That's what but back to, you know, you mentioned Reina. I was just trying to have a think about goalkeepers because for me, Szczęsny, like, I'd like to see him give more time, but I don't see where that's going to come from. I think he's kind of not been that great. I know he's not back long either, but he's not been that great.
Yeah. He has potential to be a good goalkeeper, and that's about it.
Yeah.
So,
I can't see where the replacement's going to come from.
Yeah,
you know?
It's hard to... Because we had this kind of problem a while ago when we were talking about when Casillas was drafted, and we were kind of thinking, who is the best goalkeeper in the world? I mean, I know Arsenal probably wouldn't sign the best goalkeeper in the world, but even... You could list the really, really top quality goalkeepers on one of the bit hands.
One of the bit. If you had a kind of mutated seven-fingered hand or something like that. Yeah, but that's the thing. I mean, I still think I wouldn't be totally against him sticking with Chesney. I think it's a
no.
But I don't think he's the potential to be like one of the main goalkeepers.
If they
want
to be back to where they were, Chesney, I don't think it's the answer.
Yeah,
he's a good keeper, and I don't mind him. I felt he got criticism
a while ago that was a bit harsh, but I feel ultimately that he's not really gone on anywhere, and that could be down to the poor defense.
It is difficult to play with a poor defense.
I mean, Shea Given showed that when he had
the
Newcastle team of like Olivier Bernard. I can't even remember all of them, and I don't want to start just listing off all players.
Terrible
Newcastle. But there's one. I'll pick one out, and you can criticize him. Next week, Arsenal Spurs, who had a lovely win over West Ham the week. I posted a little picture on Twitter. I don't know if you saw it.
No.
You should check it out. Andy Carroll won Joe Cole in a carnival. It's a very funny picture. You should go to 12 Man Podcast to see that lovely picture and a couple of other things that are funny.
Yeah.
Go to Facebook, 12 Man Podcast, or
email
the 12 Man Podcast at hotmail.com, I believe, is the email.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Good. Thanks for that. But
we have so much information about our own. That's how we do it. We leave all that stuff up to Sock. We just work on really crap puns. Like, what was the one you had earlier?
Oh, the chipper. I was going to text these to Sock.
You'll hear about them now.
Give me a second. The chipper, footballer chipper puns. I just wrote a list. I started making a list and then stopped because I was busy. I had Phil Kebab.
Which is my personal favourite.
Yeah, so. I like Razor Haddock.
Oh, no, I hate that one.
For Razor
Haddock. It's really bad.
And then Fresh Ray Wilkinson.
Which is, yeah. Yeah, so there you go. That's what we work on while Sock works on technical issues.
But this is what I do, and like every now and again, I'll just send him nonsense like that that he appreciates. West Ham Spurs. Great, a pretty good game all around.
It was, yeah.
Joe Cole gave them the lead, I believe. It was the first goal.
Was it? I don't know.
He
it was
he gave him the second goal.
Yeah.
It was
Andy Carroll's penalty.
Mr. Carroll on loan from Liverpool. Chuffed with him. To see him win a pedo and score and step up and be like, I'm taking this pedo.
Yeah.
You know, delighted for him. Let's see if he bag in another 20 now. Come back and start playing for us.
In a system that he's just not going to fit in with.
Well, he's the best there ahead of Shamak and Carlton Cole.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, for West Ham, he's definitely the best. Yeah. But up against Suarez and Sturridge.
I'd prefer if we had loaned him because Swansea are loan strikers. I'd prefer if he had a load of the Swansea and he could have learned to
call.
Play some of that football.
I always thought about
Swansea wouldn't
take Aquilani when you were like talking about, oh, we have to loan him out. It's like, loan him to an English club.
Yeah, so
because then he'll get, like, oh, he can't adapt to the English game. Hmm. Let's loan him to Fiorentina. No.
When we were saying,
pointless.
But that wasn't really what was going on. I was like, I don't want him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to be the person that wasted.
He could have been.
But we're getting off topic
again. Okay, anyway, yeah.
Andy Carroll and Joe Cole basically scored for West Ham. Andy Carroll did well to win the penalty. I thought it was a very stupid tackle I don't remember. It might have been Vertonghen.
Yeah, he'll do that the odd time. Even still, Vertonghen has been looking a bit. As I said, I didn't see the game. I saw some of the goals. But Vertonghen hasn't been quite as impressive.
He's been good. It's a
lackluster. Over the majority, but the last couple of weeks.
That slip. Joe Cole's
really bad in the cup. Against Leeds. Terrible.
Joe Cole's goal was a very good turn.
Yeah, it took it very nicely.
Did absolutely bury
another
there.
Former Liverpool player.
And what are
who
they
failed
doing,
miserably.
Huh? Why didn't they do that at us? He went down on loan and came back even worse. Gary Sigurdsson got the other. And then
possibly the worst
goal
that's ever been scored, ever.
That's what I said.
Disgusting.
It was awful. It really
was so disgusting. Yo, it was hilarious and brilliant.
Oh, like I think it was Adebayor?
Adebayor just
Collins missed it. Adebayor went to rocket it into the net
jumped over it and crashed into one of the defenders.
It's Collins.
Yeah.
James Collins.
Someone else was on the floor at some stage. It fell over and it was just hilariously awful.
It wasn't Huddersfield. I want to get that video of the only one I've seen, the scrappier one that was on the line, where it was, I think there was like eight, I think it was Huddersfield. I might just have that in my head for some reason. But it was like eight players on the line and they were all just kicking it and it bounced around for ages like between all the players and the goalkeeper and eventually went in.
It wasn't even like...
Oh no, it didn't go in. That was the best thing about it. It just didn't, but it wasn't scrappy.
Yeah, it wasn't even that Sigurdsson came in and was like, all right, here, I'm just going to take this and hoof it into the net. He scuffed the ball into the...
He fell over
and scuffed it into the net.
Dive scuff.
Dive scuff.
And then enter Gareth Bale.
Yeah.
Last minute. He got
Enter the dragon.
He got hammered just before.
Because he's Welsh.
He got hammered just before. Like, in the... I can't remember who it was. One of the West Ham midfielders just nailed him with it. Not a great tackle, which kind of knocked him out. And he got up and got the ball back and did that. And it was just phenomenal.
Just unreal.
Mm.
Like, it's getting kind of ridiculous at this stage.
He's getting up there with...
He's getting up there with the top lads. I mean,
there's all sorts
so
of crazy
much,
reports
so,
thinking of now.
So much speculation over the top and so much ridiculous... Like people just being like, oh, Gareth Bale is the best player in the world, but...
Arsenal should buy him with the 170 million.
Does not... Would he go to...
No.
From Spurs to... No. I mean, he's not Saul Campbell. but yeah, like... And even still, that's probably going down the table anyway, so... Mm. Would you even bother?
Yeah, absolutely not. That was a joke. But yeah, I think... I mean, we talked about it. I think we talked about it last week, maybe. Maybe we didn't. I actually think it's the Spurs for another year.
Well,
I mean, there was talks in the week of Real coming in with a 40 million bid, but, you know, Daniel Levy, he's not going to accept that.
Yeah, exactly.
He's going
to
want 50 to 60. I mean, this is a player who, you know...
He's winning them games.
Yeah, he is.
Left, right, and centre, yeah.
And he will win other teams' games. Yeah. I mean, he's looking phenomenally good at the moment. And we don't have a... It's been a while since we've seen a cracking left-footed winger.
Yeah, like that's true, yeah.
You know... I know Ronaldo's got a good left and right foot. Actually, that was the thing we were
talking Messi
about.
Is the best player in the world.
Yeah, yeah,
so.
Yeah. But again, I wouldn't even... He's not...
Yeah, he's not a winger
exactly
anymore.
Exactly a winger anymore. And Gareth Bale might not end up a winger.
Yeah, exactly.
Knows.
He's looking... he's playing a bit more central.
But I think if... I mean, when you look at, say, if Spurs do end up selling him, it'll be 50, 60 million, surely, at this stage. And I don't want to blow it out of proportion, but Daniel Levy is not going to... Oh, yeah, like, we get a bit of money for this player. You know, he's going to be like, no, we have him at contract for, like, 3 years. We'll keep him there.
But that's exactly the right way to go about it.
Absolutely. And they've done such a good job. When you consider, I mean, the internet was rife with the Daily Mail's report of Alex McLeish set to buy Gareth Bale for $3 million when, back in the day when he was, like, Welsh flop and Spurs flop Gareth Bale, and it was rife. It was all over the internet this week. It was like, look at the Daily Mail said. You know, imagine he'd gone to McLeish's. It would have been his Birmingham team back then.
Yeah,
that would have been so funny.
Yeah, but would Birmingham now be in contention for a Champions League?
And would they get like 80 million for Gareth Bale? Would you have Bale or Ronaldo at this stage?
Yeah, this is a question that's kind of come up because. This talk of Ronaldo going back to United for 55 million or something like that.
Speculation, yeah.
I don't know where it came from, but you'd have to have Ronaldo. I mean, even still, like, you're talking about basing like his recent performances. I mean, he has been incredible, Gareth Bale. But he scored 2 goals against West Ham, right? Mm. That was his most recent game. Ronaldo scored 2 goals against Barcelona.
Yeah, I think if you consider from like if you were a club at this point,
yeah, what
you'd
is
probably
the
rather have Bale because he's like so young and you could just like, I mean, Spurs could get another good year off and be like, no, he's as good as Ronaldo now. We want 80 million for him, like Ronaldo. Ever. Whereas Ronaldo, I still think Ronaldo's an incredible player, but people are probably like, he's too old.
There's actually,
but here's a twist on it, Rue. Would you rather be Gareth Bale or Ronaldo?
Ooh.
How do you like them?
That's interesting. Mm. Would I rather be Portuguese or Welsh? Would I rather live?
But
although I suppose London or Madrid.
Ronaldo is a bigger gay icon and you're a massive homophobe.
Mm, that's true. Yeah. 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 Don't I have to stop agreeing with anything
that's,
you
that
say.
That is not true. Shane Keane is a homophobe and he's not here. So, okay. Shane Keane. Suck one sick.
Well, what is it? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to give his email away.
Yeah. His number and his home address.
You can just email or it's Twitter.
What is his Twitter, actually? He doesn't use it, so...
No, but if you want to hurl, if there's, you know, if you're offended, he's an awful racist, homophobic guy.
He is.
And woman beater. Woman beater, exactly.
But so would you be taking more of a beating than the women are.
That you're beating. At a Marilyn King convention.
Convention? Oh, Marilyn King Kong.
I imagine he makes his own Comic Con type thing.
Oh, that'd be so bad. And he just signs things
to himself. He goes over and plays both him and the person signing it. Yay! Thanks, Marilyn. You're welcome.
And then somehow ends up beating the shit out of himself.
Him with a wig. But would you rather be Bale or Ronaldo?
I don't know. I think I'd probably be happy enough taking either one. Mm.
Do you know who I'd be?
Bale's ears are a bit big. I don't like that. Mm.
You're very image conscious though, so I think that's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, he's the racist, homophobic one. You're the image conscious one. I'm the confident, suave one with all the talent. And the women's like me. I think I'd be Ronaldo because, you know, I think if you were going to match me up with Ron Rue, I know Gareth Bale was a left back at all. And similarly, I was as well. So you'd probably go, but no, Rue, I think I'd be Ronaldo because both feet. Ronaldo has two great feet. And that's why
I like good head as well.
I prefer that on a football player. We saw Gareth Bale's right foot was like muck 3 weeks ago when he missed what should have been his hat trick. I love a player with two feet. I still go with Ronaldo any day.
Yeah.
I know that's not a great reason to base it on. Better header as well, actually.
That's what I just
two
said.
Two feet and a head.
Yeah. But you weren't listening.
No, I wasn't. I was too busy comparing myself to
Ronaldo.
I'm the cocky one. That's what I am. So, we're talking about Ronaldo.
Get your preferences in on the old Twitter or an email or Facebook.
At 12th Man Podcast. Rue, don't ever interrupt my links again. But at 12th Man Podcast on the Twitter.
Just trying to help, guys.
On to Spain. So we can feel like
Ronaldo is rampant.
He is Real thump Barca in the Copa del Rey. 3-0.
3-1.
It was 3-1, I apologise.
Jordi Alba scored in the last minute. He did. But most people had just disregarded it at that stage. Because, I mean, most of the Barca fans, which is kind of unusual for them, but most of them were just gone by that stage.
Mm. Which is not great form. I mean, they win like every week. Yeah, Sit there and watch your one loss. If anything, they should be more amazed. Like, wow,
I was there when we lost. But yeah, it's not really like them to leave. It was just more like the groundsmen to be angry and start spraying people and stuff.
Real were pretty phenomenal though. I mean, Ronaldo was great.
He'll do that. Is it kind of the turning of the tide?
Are
Real better at beating Barcelona than Barca are at beating Real?
Ooh, there's a tough question for you. I don't know is the answer to that.
I ain't there.
Maybe. I mean,
do you think about the last 3-1s in the Nou Camp? 3-1 now was the most recent one. Before that, 2-2. And before that, Real beat Barca was a 2-1
or 1-0. I think
we need
a Champions League final of the two, don't we? Like, we haven't had that
yet. It's been kind of crying out for it in the last couple of years.
Well, it's not looking like Barca are going to get there. I mean, we didn't get to report on that last week, so it weren't mentioned at the... That basically Portsmouth beat Barcelona with the two ex-Pompey players scoring.
How much money would you get on something like that? If you went into a bookies and said two ex-Portsmouth players are going to be scoring
a goal,
you
probably have to specify.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing
now. They'll probably go, what are you talking about? Like, in the next 50 years or when they play? Or, you know, they're not in the same league. Take my money! I think, you know, as for the Copa del Rey, I mean... It's not a fluke. It's not like they beat them by a fluke. But, you know, it's not going to happen most of the time that they'll lose 3-0.
3-1.
I keep saying. They're forgetting probably
the best goal of the bunch.
I know,
quality.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty good.
And that's the real victory here.
You're already Alaba's guard.
Alaba?
I keep saying Alaba. I have a problem.
David Alaba.
I thought the penalty at the start was harsh.
It was a bit.
It was. Well put away. The second, Puyol just It was watching Poyol go down for that second goal was like, you know, when they have an implosion of a building. He just kind of fell in on himself and his two legs. He was like doing the splits while watching the goal behind him. It's kind of exorcisty as well with that long hair. and then Varane's...
Oh, could you imagine how long it would take to clean sick out of that hair? Just thinking of the exorcist.
Varane's header was a...
It was lovely. His second goal of the tie, which is... Yeah. It's kind of weird.
It is. It's a bit strange. I mean...
You wouldn't expect it. You definitely don't expect many goals from corners in these games.
Yeah, I think that's a... Yeah, I suppose. I mean, they still have like the likes of Pepe. No, I think he came on.
Good lord.
End. Yeah. But he should just be banned from all of the El Clásicos. Because he just ruins the bike. Yeah. Horrible blow.
He does. It was actually a lot less... kicking and biting and all that, fighting around the world, all that stuff.
Just kicking and biting.
Maybe that could be because...
Like a badger attack or something.
Maybe that's because, I mean, Real don't have any reason to do it now. They've gotten the better of them.
Yeah, but that probably wouldn't have stopped Pepe. Three up, I'm going to kill someone.
That's true.
You know, I think... I don't think we can argue that, like, oh, this is a huge thing for them because they're still so far behind Barcelona.
Yeah, I mean... Xavi came out after the game and said, well, it's kind of crap that we lost this, but we lost the least important title.
There you go. Yeah, like, you know, that's good. Xavi's been brilliant with mind games lately, actually, when you think of that. And he said about after losing 2-0 to Milan, he said, the one thing missing from our sort of history of stuff is a big comeback. And that's what we're going to do.
That's true, yeah.
Because they're always in front.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
You know, and like when you think of like someone like Liverpool, who are just like our games mostly involve comebacks, whether it's like a game at Wigan, a friendly at Wigan, or like, you know, a cup final. That's how we play. We tend to go nervous, and then when there's no pressure, it's like we have to win for Sparta or something. But you know,
it's true. Yeah, it's a good point.
Xavi, the next Chelsea manager.
Good God. I'd hate that.
Sorry, I'm throwing paper out of the office at excitement as well.
Office.
It's the 12th man office. elsewhere in the
12th man HQ.
Yes, I like it. Which we have pictures up saying, do not let this individual in, shake you as well. Security will not be letting him back on the premise. There's a lot of women in here that don't want to be beaten.
Yeah, that's just how we do it in the 12th man HQ. We just have a lot of women floating around.
We should every now and again stick up those like don't let this person in photos.
Yeah.
You know, for someone we really don't like. I mean, you know, Marlon King's up there.
Yeah, Marlon King, yeah, Leon Knight, he's up Leon there.
I don't know. If he's coming in to kind of
commentating his own goals.
Yeah, well, no, I don't want him in for that. Cause, like, even for a game of FIFA, he'd probably be like, oh, yes. It's like, oh, calm down, mate. You're, you know, parents are upstairs asleep. Sevilla went out as well of the Copa del Rey.
Yes, they did.
Let it go.
Speaking of Pepe and kicking the crap out of people, two red cards.
Who were we talking about just before the game?
Good old Gary Medel.
Gary Medel. We had a great laugh at his expense.
Having a nice kick out at a plastic chair and falling over.
It was one of my...
Shattering the chair. What a man.
It was one of my favourite things ever.
You look at him. I mean, this is kind of weird because you were just talking about image conscious. But you look at him and you just know
he's a bit of a chubster.
He's the type of person who would kick a plastic chair. He has that look in his face.
It was so funny though. I imagine because there was no one sitting in the chair. I imagine someone went to
the loo. That would have been pretty bad.
Someone went to the loo, came back, my chair! Who did that? And then there's a replay of like Gary Medel just kicking the crap out on the big screen.
Why would you kick my chair?
My chair! You know?
Having to sit on the floor.
Oh no, he's going for the wheelchairs! Oh, Sherry!
Oh, that's terrible.
I know. That's not me, it's Gary Medel. Allegedly. Not even allegedly.
Not even allegedly, he kicked the chair.
But that all came. What was really strange about that is, as Sevilla kind of got back into the game, they started losing their cool. I think it was just too much for them to deal with. Atletico were 2-0 up. Falcao scored it, as usual. Pretty good goal
pretty
as well.
Huge, yep.
And then Jesus Navas equalized, or not equalized, but got one.
Yeah,
back.
Yeah, lovely,
excellent
lovely
goal.
Finish. Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful curler. And then Medel got himself sent off.
Yeah.
After that, I think it was the second yellow for.
A kind of stupid leap into...
Yeah,
it was kind of like...
Shoulder in the back.
Yeah, well, it wasn't like... it was one of those, you know, you see people, he led with the arm, leaded.
Yeah.
but he kind of just jumped into him more so than anything else. Mm. There was nothing really malicious, but he just wanted to be like, hey, look, I'm here.
Yeah, I think the problem, he's trying to be physical, but I think the problem is he stopped looking at the ball, shouldered your man, and then went back to looking at the ball. But he got sent off, and he wouldn't leave the pitch at first. Players tried to escort him.
He was given out. And that's what, there was two people like kind of hanging out of him, and he kind of broke free to kick the chair.
Yeah. they probably said that, don't kick the chair, don't kick the chair. I'm going to kick the chair, you know, as he got away from them. No. But
my chair. Some guy had gotten up off a chair.
The best part
to
was
help
he nearly
off.
Fell as he kicked it.
He did,
well.
Actually.
Thinking,
that would
imagine
have,
he'd have fallen and the chair maybe fell on top of him. He would have just
and he was paralysed.
into the wheelchair. Rakitic had a decent,
scored a nice goal as well.
He finished towards the end of the game.
Right at the end, actually. Yeah, in stoppage time.
Yeah,
and then almost straight away.
Same minute.
Yeah.
Same
so
minute.
So Kondogbia got himself sent off.
Yeah, in what is up there one of the worst tackles I've ever seen.
It was ridiculous.
I don't mean like that it actually would have injured the player that much. Although I think he stood
on his
groinal region, or around. Like, any part of that is delicate, so if even a little bit of skin is under there, anything, I can understand the player's reaction.
It's not on.
But Condog.
the condo.
he just fired himself into the back of the... I'm not even sure who it was for Atletico Madrid, but fired himself into the tackle pointlessly. Outrageous tackle. It really is up there with some of the worst tackles I've seen. And it's not like... It could have been a leg breaker in a way.
Kind of dangerous, but...
It was more that they stayed tangled.
Yeah.
They stayed tangled for a good 20 to 30 seconds after because of...
20 to 30 seconds, that's a bit of an exaggeration.
Maybe 10,
we were watching 15. It in slow-mo, have to remember
that. But maybe I just laughed for that long. But it was... Like, they stayed connected for so long after the tackle, and then he kind of stunned them as well. So it was what are you doing? Keep your cool and just try and push it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. We're a goal down at that stage, so like...
Yeah,
you're playing on. Although we still don't quite know how that away goal rule thing works.
Oh, in Spain.
In Spain.
Someday.
Because someday we'll learn.
I meant to write this down. I'm so annoyed I didn't know. I was watching Revista de la Liga during the week, and you know Scott Minto and Kylian Balague was there, and I was like, the lads. And then there was this other guy. He's the same name as some sort of basketballer. When I tried to look him up, bald. And he does Revista de la Liga every now and again.
Dennis Rodman.
No, I can't remember his name.
Charles Barkley.
No, stop it.
I'm just...
Shane Kidd is not here this week.
Trying to think of...
I will leave and you will have to do it yourself.
Who was in Space Jam?
Larry Bird. I think he might even be from Northern Ireland, but basically...
Not Jerry
Armstrong.
I can
see your eyes going.
Jerry Armstrong is actually... He does quite a lot of commentary
on it. Wasn't Jerry Armstrong.
Oh, he's terrible. I hate him.
Maybe it was Jerry Armstrong. Anyway... The important thing is they were talking about maybe even been talking about Cazorla just because he's a Spanish player, but they were talking about something about the Spanish league anyway, and they were talking about the physicality, and he said, you know, it's nearly become a non-contact sport now, like ballet. Basically comparing La Liga to La Liga is no longer a contact sport, it's a dance. I thought that was a great comment. I was like, could he not think of any non-contact sport? And the funny thing was, I'm not sure if it's, I don't think it's the same guy, but it's a player with the same name who plays basketball, and basketball is pretty much a non-contact sport.
That is a non-contact sport by nature.
He's googled his name, saw basketball, thinks that, you know, straight into ballet.
I love the idea of ballet being a contact sport.
Oh, yeah! Downing someone, like, knocking them out. I dance better than you! Tell you what we did. We put Swansea off till now because they played like Spaniards.
Yeah.
Cup final stuff again. Spaniards have never played Bradford. I can only say
that's true, yeah.
I felt a little sorry for Bradford, the Bantam.
Yeah.
I didn't feel sorry for him, the Bantam singer.
No. But the Bantam banter, it was kind
of... I gave a little bit of abuse. We gave a little bit of abuse on Twitter.
Yeah,
after.
Who is it that does that Twitter again? I can't quite remember.
Must be
that racist, sexist...
Just downright mean to the poor singing man who's only trying to make a few cheap quid in a rubbish-filled stadium. I think we said this last week again,
maybe he's tried to clean the stadium.
If you haven't seen that, go look at it again. Just type in that song. His name might even be something like Michael Johnston or something like that.
That's not Michael Johnson, is it?
No.
He was looking a bit rotund, all right.
No, it's a different guy. But, just singing in that place.
What's the name of the song, though? I'll always be a bantam.
Always be a bantam. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's Michael something. I think it's Michael Johnston. But just seeing to like three fans with their mobile phones and one cameraman where there's rubbish everywhere, and he's just
that's the live acoustic version. Yeah, there is a proper recorded version somehow.
But
where did he get that?
Which you can buy on iTunes. Don't buy.
It's kind of it'd be kind of depressing at this stage.
Which you can
it?
Buy at some like random garden sale. Yeah. I guarantee in a few years there'll be loads of them.
You can buy in the bargain bin in your local Esso.
That and a load of Ken Egan DVDs. Swansea 1-5-0 in the end.
Yeah.
We watched the game together. It was a good game. Like, I mean, not competitive.
But it was enjoyable to watch.
Played excellent football, and Loudrop is getting the plaudits he deserves now because
Loudrop takes the cock. That's that's as we said last week. Yeah,
that's last week's joke. Shane Keane officiated. but I mean, big congratulations and praise has to go to him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
phenomenally good job there at the moment, and you know the stuff they played, they didn't kind of hesitate. He must have just said, "Look, go out and play your stuff as usual." You know, don't worry that it's like this. Got these underdogs, and they're, you know, no matter if
they're
going to
be up for it.
Just
and all
play
that.
Your
yeah.
football, and don't worry about anything apart from that. You know, like we have been doing, and they just did. Yeah. They just played great stuff. Nathan Dyer was quite good, but he was also the most annoying man. Annoying man up there with the most annoying man a final of any sort has ever seen.
Yeah.
You know, just
like
pure bad stuff. And I put it on the, we put it on the Twitter. we put it on the Twitter at the time, which is at 12 Fan Podcast. That, you know, it's disappointing to see him act like that. I know he's on his hat trick, but other people want to score in a cup final.
Exactly,
as well.
Yeah. Like, you already have two goals, and there was at least half an hour to go.
Yeah.
Like, except the fact that he was never the penalty taker for Swansea.
Yeah. And he's not a great penalty taker anyway. So
I don't even know how good a penalty taker he is.
I know when they are on their hat trick, sometimes they change. You go, yeah, give it to him. But, I mean, the game wasn't over at this stage. It was still, this was at 3-0, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously it's going to be like, no, the actual penalty taker is going to take it, you know. And Loudrup took the blame, said, look, I didn't put designated penalty takers on for the cup final. But you generally have a designated penalty taker anyway.
Yeah,
because
you don't have to change it for, like, the cup final. There's no special thing where you go.
Yeah, I'd have had a bit more sympathy for him if he had won the penalty and he was about to score.
Yeah.
You'd be like,
yeah,
oh, look, he was about to score. Maybe yeah. To. But, you know.
Also, if he kind of said, lads, I'm on a hat trick, would you mind? I'd love to score a hat trick. But he kind of just went, I'm taking it. And then they were like, no, he takes the penno. And he's like, no, I'm taking it, go away.
The worst was, it was decided that, and he was still having a hissy fit over. And it was like,
I mean, even still after he scored.
He scored two in a cup final. Like, you know, cheer up, you're going to win a medal. You played brilliantly. You may not get the hat trick in the cup final, but you've played very well. And you're going to get your medal, and you're going to be one of the main people that did well in this game.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know. It's just like trying to find something for the end of his career to look back on and say, oh, he scored a final in a cup final. Yeah. Or he scored a hat-trick in a cup final. It's like, well, you can still say, scored two. Hey, look, here's my medal.
Mm. Exactly.
But instead, if he ever shows his grandchildren the thing, it's just like, we're going to fast forward this bit. Yeah. It's like, hey, the score changed there.
There is that to think about. You know, the day is sullied slightly for him because he.
Yeah, even though he scored two goals in the.
No, I'm sure
final,
he was celebrating like mad. Again, in the crowd, not having that, don't like it. Want it back on the pitch where they can celebrate. But, I mean, apart from that, it all went pretty rosy for Swansea.
Yeah, exactly.
I did say on the Twitter that I would have liked if the Guzman then had gotten a hat trick.
Yeah, I would have loved to see that.
And then he could have turned his jersey around like Dyer did for the first goal and just run over to Dyer and give him the V. Two Vs on each hand. He'd be like, "Whee, hat trick." But yeah, and Michu, obviously
scored. Yeah.
Very good goal as well.
The sort of thing that Alan Shearer used to say he'd do intentionally was to pick out in between the defender's legs, because then the goalkeeper just wouldn't be able to see it.
Mm.
And it's a good old tactic. A
friend of ours told us, I don't know how true this is, that was an Arsenal scout or a Man United scout was sacked for not picking him
up. One of the scouts at United, I believe, was sacked for not finding Michu.
I don't know how true that is.
It must be bollocks.
There's probably other stuff behind that.
Yeah.
Probably on the coke.
You didn't find Michu because you were strung out of it on crystal meth.
Um, I don't know. I don't know if I can link crystal meth to anyway to Syria. Dodgy stuff.
Pepe. Oh, no, Syria. Not Pepe. Sorry. Syria. Okay,
ruined
hold on.
Link through.
Mewtwo, go.
We're just going to talk a bit about the Milan Derby.
Yeah.
It was on. It was a... It happened.
It happened. It
racism
came,
happened.
It
again.
Came and went. Racism happened. Not very much entertainment happened.
No, we're gonna we won't stick on
Italy. Yeah,
I mean, you know, it's raised Milan. I mean,
yeah,
like, maybe they the win against Barca has also helped them, but
yeah,
I mean, they've seem to have gotten a few results lately. They're up to fourth now. They're actually ahead of Inter after that result.
Well, not after that, because they both earned the same amount of points.
Yeah, but it's still after. They're still
ahead of Inter.
I think it's like one
point. Fourth and fifth, yeah. Which is a strange one. You don't usually expect them to be down there.
Two decent goals, and really AC should have won it. They were kind of bombing on for the win at the end, I thought. Inter didn't. I watched it. I can't even remember all of it now.
tells you how good a game that was.
Yeah, it was okay. I was a bit disappointed. What I should have watched, though, was Ligue 1.
Ligue 1.
And the...
Well, not actually Ligue.
But it would have been the Ligue 1
That game, yeah. Is this the exact same game, the same teams, the same score?
Exactly. I mean, we'll start off with the Le French Cup.
Mm.
Not my French there.
Coupe de France.
Quizzy in the France. which was a 2-0 win to PSG.
Yeah.
Again.
Two.
Over Marseille. That's put them into the...
The quarterfinals. Yeah, that was the round of 16.
Yeah.
Against Evian.
And who scored the two?
Have a guess there.
Zlatan.
It was Latzer.
It was very, how would you say? If you were to look up the dictionary and describe what kind of a win that was, what would you call it? I would call it probably, I'd use a Swedish dictionary and call it Zlatan-esque.
I wouldn't look up the dictionary to... figure out what kind of win it was.
You probably use a thesaurus, you're right. I don't know if it's in a thesaurus. One big thing that happened was someone slagged Zlatan.
One big thing.
Yeah.
Big
nose related.
One big nose related.
That's the second one he's got this week. Joey Barton mocked his nose.
He did, yeah.
Is Joey Barton suicidal? See that high kick he did early in that game? He will kick Joey Barton's head off. Joey Barton can shite on about being from like the scrappy streets of Liverpool all he wants. He's got his teeth knocked out.
It's true. It's true. You
know? Although the whole Barton clan will be after Zlatan. Oh, I think he'd take them all on.
Yeah, I think he would.
I'd like to see that. A load of Joey Barton's jumping on Matrix style. And Zlatan just chucks them all off. Get off me.
Zlatan would win most fights.
Yeah,
he'd
definitely.
Take on the Vietnamese.
Honorary black belt. and full-time bully.
Because of that kung fu kick. Yeah. He likes an old high foot the odd time.
We've gone through it so many times, the amount of people he's kicked.
And
he
goals.
He kicked the AC Milan youth player. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
the training
that,
video?
Yeah.
Your man turns around, he's like, why did you do that, you idiot? It's like that just being a bully. That's all it was. But that game meant nothing to anyone in England. The game before did, because it was the Beckham versus Barton game.
Yeah,
that we've all
true.
Been waiting for.
B on B.
B on B. They both had an impact in the game. Two very different impacts. Beckham was, you know, which Sky Sports reported, and everyone in the world reported, he was involved in the game. It was a little chip, but it was okay.
Beckham involved. Like that was like the headline.
That's the thing. Like, I mean, when you were talking to me about it, you were like, did Beckham get the assist? It was like, no, he didn't. No, he did not. It was a good chip.
It was a nice little flick, but... Yeah. Why are you going mad about it?
Yeah, he did all right. I mean, the goal went in again. I think was it Zlatan that scored in that game? I think it was.
It was. Moore, it was Zlatan who scored that goal.
Before that, Joey Barton had his impact with the ever so slight deflection.
Deflection, led to the goal, which was still given to Lucas Moura.
Yeah, I know, it's weird.
Because it was on target.
But Lampard set that precedent a long time ago. It's weird though. I don't think if I was going to mock Zlatan for something, I'd pick his long nose.
No. Although, he's kind of like the perfect person. So I don't know, what can you insult him about?
His greasy, like, Street Fighter villain hair that I pointed out a few times.
Maybe.
You know. Oi, lanky! I'd probably say something like that and run away.
Yeah, see, I just wouldn't say anything to him. I'd be terrified of him.
That's the thing. Oi, lanky, I'm Shane Keener.
Come find me.
I believe it's at Sock160 on Twitter if you want to just give him a bit of abuse. Anyone listening to this, I'd enjoy it. Just tell him, please stop.
Poor lad, he's sick. He's sick at home.
No, he's left. He's gone. Look, we're busy, and that's all we're going to give you for now, because I have to go and do a ton of work.
That's all. I mean, it's a fairly lengthy old podcast we've got today, so.
Yeah, I mean, there's about an hour in that, is there?
Yeah, there's over an hour.
Ah, there you go. Look, that's enough.
Our time is up.
Yeah, rude thanks.
See you later. Yes, thank
me,
you.
Declan
thank you.
Thanks. Shane Keenan, no thanks. Bye. Oh, do you want to see something really good?
Always.
You'll love this, right? Look at this geezer here.
Did you take a load of photos of me from the wedding that you weren't at? I hate these headphones.
Look at them.
They're big smelly poo heads.
Deco!
Oh, no.
Give me a minute, Hobbs. I'll be rolled in a jiffy.
Robbie Keane.
Don't let me.
Shane Keane, if you want to see this podcast, you miss out. What is that? I'm coming up. I brought a snack box for you now.
A spice burger.
Taco chips.